Former Australia captain Brad Haddin hailed Indian skipper Rohit Sharma for pulling a win out of the almost unwinnable match against Bangladesh in Kanpur. He also backed Team India to deliver similar performances during the Border Gavaskar Trophy. In the Kanpur Test, Team India missed 2 days of action due to rain in a wet outfield after Bangladesh ended the first day at 107 thirds in the first innings. When Bangladesh started day four with the same score, the match looked heading towards a draw with 2 days left and only the first innings being played. But Bangladesh was first skittled out for 233 and then India got some quick-fire runs, posting 285 ninths and taking 2 Bangladesh wickets at the end of day 4. On the next day, India bundled out Bangladesh for 146 and were leading by 94 runs. They got a target of 95 runs and chased it down easily. Speaking on the Listener podcast, I actually do, if India will play the same cricket in Australia. Because if you look at this result, the worst result for India would have been a draw. There was no way India would have lost it. Rohit had nothing to lose. How good was it to watch? It's a wonderful way to win Test cricket. Brad Haddin further stated that Team India gave themselves a chance to win the match and played a great brand of cricket. They gave themselves a chance to win the game. It was not about how many runs I score, it is about finding enough time to bowl Bangladesh out. They played a great brand of cricket, but it was all about giving them enough time. My hat goes off to support staff, Rohit Sharma. He has always been this sort of captain, win first. I love the style of cricket, said Haddin. Further, Brad Haddin said that the team could have gone for a draw and no one would have said a thing. The mindset of Rohit Sharma to find a way to manipulate a result. Teams are scared to go 10 runs, over in 20 overs cricket. So, I take my hats off to India, he concluded. The Border Gavaskar Trophy will kick-start on November 22 with the first test match set to be played in Perth. The second test, scheduled for December 6-10 at Adelaide Oval, will feature the exciting day-night format under the stadium's lights. After that, fans will turn their attention to the Gabba in Brisbane for the third test, which will be held from December 14-18, the customary Boxing Day test, set for December 26-30 at Melbourne's storied Melbourne Cricket Ground, will bring the series to its penultimate stage. The fifth and final test, taking place at the Sydney Cricket Ground from January 3-7, will serve as the series' climax, promising a dramatic conclusion to an exciting contest, with NI inputs.